Yeah, I hear some of them now. That's only the beginning, maybe about 1 o'clock. Huh? You just get nicely asleep and let it go.
Well, I don't have that problem much out where I sleep. And you probably couldn't sleep out there where I...
Oh, I don't know. You'd be surprised when things are nice and quiet.
Well, that's a problem, though. Now, to me, they're quiet, but to you, they wouldn't be. Now, you go out there at the house, and we lay down and go to sleep. We got a couple of cur dogs. They're just... They're not worth a thing in the world, but, you know, they're there.
Mm-hmm.
And, but we got lots of cows. And of course they hoop and howl and cut up and the dogs bark back and they just cut up to beat the band. Well, if the dog don't stand on the porch under your bedroom window, if you do, you knock on the wall a little bit and he'll get off. Why, you don't pay attention to those cows where you would. Now you let that truck start up that hill out there where everybody in the house would get up and see what's going on.
I grew up with those darn things yapping at the moon.
Then,
no, I never got a shot at one.
Now we of course have cattle. We sold our cattle to start this business. But the boy across the road has got cattle. And he'll have in corrals tonight. Of course the corrals are, for his corrals, are, his working pens are about as far as near the bank from our bedroom window. But the corrals, you know, the catch pens around them run clear up to the road before we get that filling station there closer to my house. And you lay in a lot, a few hundred head of cattle there, and you couldn't sleep.
Yeah.
But to us, we don't. It's like old D.L. said, but he lived over there, worked for me all those years. Somebody made a statement out there one night, maybe he's getting ready to ship or something, you know, and you've got, you ship 250 head of calves, and you got that 250 head old bawling cows just standing around and scream their head off all night long, you know. And somebody said, well, no one in the world could sleep. And they're used to them helping with things. I suppose these people who sleep right up and down the street here, they don't know their truck's going back.
Yeah, they get used to it. Well, I lived for 4 years on the street with trucks going by, empty hallway trucks, and I never did get used to them. It was the happiest day in my young life when we moved away.
I guess so. Well, I don't know, it's kind of like what...
Some people can do it, some people can't.
You can adjust, I know, to it. But, to me, that's a racket.
To me, it is too.
To people out of the city, this would be a racket. A noise, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to us, those cows and those cattle are a part of it, you see. They're not a noise.
Mm-hmm.
Where traffic, now we have a lot of traffic on that little road out there. This is for a country road.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't suppose there's very many vehicles go by that we don't hear. You may not even open your eye, but you will.
Mm, you're aware of it.
Because they don't come but one every, you know, a few hours. But, now what's the question? Is a weed a weed? Or,
yeah, what is a weed not?
Yeah.
When you love it?
Well, we go out in the cotton patch, and you take a hoe and cut the stalk corn down. It's a weed.
Mm-hmm.
It's
no love for that one.
It's a weed. It's out in the cotton patch.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were, and same as that cotton stalk would be, now you plant some cotton and okra out there, and an inexperienced man walking by there won't even know the difference in them until they get up a great big plant. But still, a man chopping cotton would cut it down when he come to it.